Recently, I was doing a teens retreat in somewhere in Melbourne. This guy came up to me, was he said, "I need to talk to you." And I said, "Oh, okay, let's talk." And he was sharing that he's a youth leader, but how he found it's hard ever since he'd gone to university to be a leader, a youth group leader, and also having other secular friends, and the dynamics of having one personality in the university, and when he comes to the youth group, he's up there leading the youth group and sharing stories and singing songs, leading people in worship. And then he finds himself, when he goes to the university, his other friends who doesn't like to share about faith, and he doesn't have the courage to talk about God, and you know, he goes out, then he and he compromises on a lot of values in the area of sexuality, in the area of relationship. So he finally, he's totally a mess. And I told him, "Look, how long do you think you can walk in this way? How long do you think? How long do you think you can have 2 feet on either side? And how long can you walk like this? How long can you journey like this? Either you say yes to something, and that should be an S. You can't say yes to so many other things because your life will be a mess. Imagine having 2-3 girlfriends at a time. Now they have dual SIM mobile phones, you know. You can have one girlfriend, oh, the other girlfriend on the other line. Hang on a minute, sorry. Oh, I just had a fall, sorry. How many times, how many wives can you manage? You can't manage even one wife. Hard, isn't it? Can you even manage one husband? Let alone 3 wives or 3 husbands. It's hard work, isn't it? If it's a yes, it's an yes always. I told him, "Look, I can't help you, mate. You come to me for answer." The answer is very blunt. Don't think that I'm very rude. But if you want, you should be sincere to your life. You say yes to Christ, stay here. I can help you. But if you want to live the other life, you have to enjoy it fully. You can't come home being torn apart. So I told him, "This is your choice. Either this or that. But I will walk with you to help you." And he left to me as a sad man. He even left the retreat. Well, it's a reality. St. Paul talks about a beautiful thing in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Let me find that. He says, "For they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking and their senseless minds were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and they exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling a mortal human being or birds or four-footed animals or reptiles." Then he goes on, "Therefore God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity and to the degrading of their bodies among themselves." Now, when God calls someone, when he asks for a response, he doesn't ask for a half-hearted mind. That is what he said in Matthew's chapter. You cannot serve both God and the devil. Either you say yes to him or no to the other and stick on with one. But the biggest temptation of all through the time, whether it is the time of Jesus or before that, the time of Jews, the time of St. Paul, and now the temptation is to say that it's all about me. I control my life. It's all about me. One of the biggest sins that the St. Paul challenges the Romans, the sin is that you did not recognize God as your creator. I am not saying this, but the scripture says it. You did not honor him as God and did not give him thanks. Because you yourself made, you are the creator. That's the biggest temptation in our lives. That do not honor God as God or creator and accept ourselves as created being, because it will hurt our ego. The moment we say about God as creator, we have to surrender ourselves. As ordinary human being, our ego gets hurt. I remember my first, even now, my five, six months of priesthood. You know, you have this seminary life of being in the discipline and praying. You are released into full-time ministry. You think, yes, I can do this now. I can do this there. And I can preach. I can travel anytime. I can do this retreat, change the world there. Bit of world here, some here. And then what I find in myself was my ego is becoming pumped up. It's like a balloon. It's all about me. Look at me. It's my show. And then I live with another three holy people in the brotherhood. And the brotherhood is a funny place. You know, you get, sometimes you can, they tell you, it's not about you, Bonnie. And then they said, Bonnie, be gentle. It's good to be excited. Calm down. And there are tensions. What happened was, I find myself, my ego is getting hurt. I couldn't accept. I became very angry for a couple of months. There was one time I had an issue with one brother, and I imagine on the other side of my life is I'm preaching and praying and celebrating Mass, but I find myself to surrender my ego, not ego, surrender myself to the Lord. I find it a big struggle in my few months of priesthood. Once there was an incident with one of the priests, and I said, oh, he said something to me, and I said something, and I couldn't accept that. And I said, what's it? I couldn't accept. What is this? I'm already a priest. I can't do much. I'm still under someone. And I'm sick of this. I can't do myself. I was very angry. And I said, I can't do this anymore. And then I said, oh, I don't want to talk to him. The next day, I walked into the church, and I thought, I'm not going to give him a hug saying good morning. I'm angry with you. And I could see, Bonnie, calm down. You used to be, when you were in seminary, you used to be a little more, flexible. You know, you get angry for 1 hour. Nowadays, I can get angry for 3-4 hours and maybe a day. See, I said, what happens, Bonnie? Your heart is becoming darkened or what? Huh? I was afraid. I said, oh, I'm going to keep it. I couldn't even talk to him. My physical body was showing my irritation to this brother. And I was like, oh, good morning. Yeah. What I was noticing in myself is that my ego, myself, is becoming so big. It's just all over me. My stomach is full of my ego. Everything is, my head is full of my ego. It's all about me. I'm becoming more sensitive. Is people telling me, oh, your preaching is good? Oh, yes, yes. And then after mass, you walk past a guy. Are you saying something about my preaching? No. Oh, sorry. Oh. You know, the self becomes, I struggle with it. And I struggle with myself and my ego. And I said, Pony, it's not all about you. It's not all about you. It's about the Lord. And what happened? I found this scripture. The scripture told me, the sin of the people is not recognizing as God as creator, but rather accepting themselves as creators and making their own plans and not surrendering to God. And what happens when we do not acknowledge God as our creator, that God is everything in our lives? What happens? Therefore, God gave them up in the lust of their hearts to impurity, to the degrading of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the creator. You can serve yourself easily as a priest. You can serve and pamper your ego in doing mass and in preaching and doing teens ministry and living in a brotherhood. You can easily live in a family as a husband and pamper your ego. You can be your own creator. You think, I am not worshipping Baal, I am not worshipping any other gods. We can easily worship ourselves. That's my own personal struggle that I share with you. We can easily worship ourselves. You know, there are plenty of people. There are people who, you know, spend hours and hours in front of the mirror looking at their, look at my mascara. Oh, I love it. Look at my eyelashes. Oh, I'm so good. We can be filled in our hearts with full of ego. It's all about me. It's me. My dear friends, that is one of the biggest sin, I think, that selfness, selfishness, self-glory, that it's all about me. Even when I live in a beautiful family with my wife and husband and children, I get upset. I get sensitive because I don't want to pour out my life as a husband or a wife into this family because I won't get what I want. If I don't get, I get upset because it's all about me. If as a priest, I don't pour out my life in the brotherhood in this place, any bad comments, any critical comments, any corrections, anything that people say or the others say, I feel like they're attacking me because my heart and my heart and my mind is all about, I think it's all about me. Imagine the story of Israel. People of Israel, they went away. They went away from God, big time. They thought it was because of them they brought out of the land of Egypt. God was with them through the night, through the day. Gave them manna, water from the rock, shade in the night. But in the end, they forgot. And what they ended up with, God gave them up in the lust of their impurity. They mingled with other cultures. They worshipped other gods. They lost their identity. Even now, look at the secular world, the materialistic world. For them, materialism is their god. They worship material things. They find their whole identity in secular values. What happens? God gave them up for sexual lust of their hearts to impurity, degrading of their bodies. For this reason, God gave them up to degrading passions. Their women exchanged natural intercourse for unnatural. And the same way also the men, giving up natural intercourse with women, were consumed with passion for one another. Men committed shameless acts with men and received in their own persons the due penalty for their error. My dear friends, knowing or unknowingly, directly or indirectly, when we do not accept God as our creator, knowing or unknowingly, these kind of sins will multiply among us in front of us. Because we are created beings. Can you control a day of your lives? Can you control an accident? I had one. I didn't know where it came from. I was preparing for the mass that Friday night, thinking about the homily and how to do the mass. Then I had to go out dinner after. I had all the plans. Something happened. That's it. I'm on bed. Can you control? My auntie is sick. She got cancer. She's got only 3 months to live. The son's working in UK. One of them is a good university lecturer and a lot of money. No, they can't do anything. They can take her to America or UK to get the treatment, but nothing worked out. They're just waiting on the Lord now. We are mere created beings. Can we change the course of our future? You say many people are in depression. Can they change their depression? But most of the time, we act like we are the creators. There is some kind of pride and arrogance in us, in you and me, that we do not want to accept God as God. And when the world go for like this, when they do not honor God as God, when they do not give thanks to Him for creating us, for all the benefits that we receive from the providence in the nature, then what happens is that God gave them up for their lust and inordinate life. Open your eyes, see around what is happening. My dear friends, it's not about worshipping creator means worshipping God, Christian God. I'm not saying worshipping any other gods, but you can easily worship other things. I can worship my family. I can worship my career. I can worship having 2-3 houses and buying lots of wealth, amassing lots of wealth. I can worship many, many things. I can worship myself. My pride, my life, my glory, my talents, my skill, my show, my church, my business. My dear friends, that is where Mary stands up. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it done unto me according to your word. Which word are we following? Are we humble enough to accept that at the end of the day, Lord, you are my creator and I am a creature. I depend on you. That surrender has to come. In my life, I struggle every day with that surrender. That surrender of letting God work in me. It can easily, when you caught up in ministry, caught up in many other things, you can easily lose that focus. But when we are in suffering, we think about, we switch back to God. That's why Carl Reichner once said, only in the insufficiency of the material things that can be attainable, we will come to know that we are more than bodies, what we are more than what we see. I repeat, only in the insufficiency of the things that can be attainable, we will know that we are more than bodies, we are more than what we see. We can fulfill our heart and our minds thinking that that will make me happy, this will make me happy. And materialism does that. They bring new things to you. This will make you happy. iPad, U-pad, V-pad, C-pad. This make you happy. This make you happy. Okay, so what else? Then another product comes. For a Christian, for a person, he doesn't have time to reflect. Because when something stops entertaining him, there comes another thing. Then that stops entertaining him, another thing is coming. No time to reflection. No time to know the connection between him and God, or her and God. My dear friends, there are times we let other things become our God. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13, the Lord said to the people of Israel, you committed two sins. Once, you left me as your God. Second, you chose other places for satisfaction. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. You left me as your God and you looked for satisfaction in other places. My dear friends, we prepare to receive Jesus, the joy of the Lord, the King, the Master, the Creator. Our heart should be something like of Mary. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, the servant of the Lord. I am a created being. I am a creature. Lord, let your will, let your love rule in my heart. My dear friends, in my life I struggle. There may be times in your life you struggle too. Collectively, as a community, whether you are a priest or a consecrated sister or a brother or a husband or a family or single parent, single person, we can repent if there are times we don't let God in our lives. God can be a Sunday accessory that we take on a Sunday and leave it on a Sunday. He should be all in our hearts, that we breathe and we see, we work as a priest, a husband, a family, wife. Everything should be because of Jesus. Jesus should be all in us, all through us. It's not just one part of our body. It's not one item of our accessories. He's all in all. So if we have failed in some way to let God be God in our lives, if we fail to acknowledge and surrender ourselves to God, let us repent. Or if you have another God, maybe your girlfriend or your boyfriend, you worship more than God. Or you have wealth, you're so obsessed with your career or money. If you are something that is in the place of God in your heart, in your mind. Or if you or me are so obsessed with self-glory, it's all about me, and can't even stand a correction, can't even cooperate with people, maybe time to repent. Let us ask the Lord to come in and minister to us.